Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Business Solutions Support Call. This is Mark Riches joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. It's Monday, April 1st, 2019, April Fool's Day. But if you're on this call, you are definitely not a fool. We have a lot of folks joining us. I know a lot of you were in Dallas, Texas, to what I thought was the very best event I've attended in my 25 years with Legal Shield. The Legal Shield International Convention was incredible. It was power-packed with amazing information. We've lined up just a few of our associates on the call this morning to share with you some of the highlights that they experienced. We've got Susan Pellegrinetti joining us from Tennessee, Venus Powers from South Carolina, Michael Dagan from Florida. We've got our Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Jim Tanner, joining us from Boston on the call. We've got Mr. Mike Riches joining us on the call from Dallas, Texas, and we've got Mr. Josh Riches joining us on the call from Salt Lake City, where our Fall Leadership Summit for Legal Shield will be held this fall. A lot of great announcements that we're going to share with you. I hope you have a pen and paper out and are ready to take some notes. Let's kind of kick it off with talking to some of the associates that attended the event. We've asked for them just to take a couple minutes and share some of the nuggets they received. Let's first go to Ms. Susan Powers, Susan Pellegrinetti from Cookeville, Tennessee. Susan, you attended Nashville's event last fall, which was an incredible event. And then this was your second big event. What are some of the highlights that you got from Dallas?
Thank you so much. I had so much fun, and I learned so much. It's hard to take it all in. I stayed up late last night talking to my husband about it. It was just amazing. I've already got my tickets going ready for this morning for Salt Lake City. But if you miss this one, you know, and you're hearing this and you're going to hear all the excitement in us, please go ahead and get your tickets and get ready for Salt Lake. As a recruiter, mostly that's all I do. One of the big things for me was Darnell Self, getting the M's in your account and modeling and teaching and movement and mentorship. And that really, really stuck with me. I took page upon page of notes and how you have to develop yourself, and you'll fall and be embarrassed, but that's how you become a great leader. And it was just so amazing to sit and watch all these amazing people that have made so much money and made such an impact on this company. There they are in front of you, giving you every nugget that they fell, but they came back up and learned and have become so incredibly wealthy and intelligent in this business. And I don't think, you know, watching just a recap of this is what you need. You have to feel every person around you, 12,000 people around you, understanding the knowledge that they're getting. You know, this segment you should be able to find some of it if you're on the recruiting side, if you're a recruiter, should be on every one of these calls and plugged in. That to me was the best part of that whole convention, the pageantry of it all, seeing all the excitement and the awards and the people getting and succeeding across that stage. But for as a recruiter, to me, this segment, if you want to know what it is, if you want to reach out to me, as a recruiter, meant so much. I'm so excited that I was there. I'm so excited that I got to see my team. That's an exciting moment when you see your team come together. And I just really appreciate being able to be with all of you and can't wait for Salt Lake.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Susan. And I know it is super difficult to take what we experienced. I got there on Wednesday, started with our Platinum World Council meetings, and it was just a jam-packed. Mike was doing the B2B training, which we had some incredible feedback from that training on Wednesday. And then, you know, finishing it up Saturday night late at our team breakout. So it was just a power-packed weekend. Lots of emotions happen at these big events. We always say big decisions are made at big events. And I'll just tell you, and we told you this before, it's impossible to share with you that weren't there. We're not trying to rub it in if you weren't there. I'm just saying it's impossible. We can share some facts and incentives, and that's what we're going to do. But it's impossible to share what happened emotionally there. But my commitment became stronger. I know yours did too, Susan. And I'm just, it just changes you. And that's why it's just imperative that you're at these events. And I just thought the professionalism of this event, from the PowerPoint to the amazing stage setup, it was just first class all the way. And I can't imagine it ever getting better than what we experienced in Dallas this weekend. Let's take the call down to Florida. We've got Mr. Michael Dagan joining us. Michael, I know you're locked in, committed to Executive Director Qualify in April, and it's April 1st. It's work time. It's time to go. This was your first big event to attend. Thank you for being there. And what are some of the takeaways that you had from Dallas?
Thank you, Mr. Richards. First of all I have to say is wow. Yeah, I've been to a lot of events in my life, my young 48 years out there in business, and everything from a Tony Robbins to Grant Cardone, the energy that was at this event was really, we could have powered all our cell phones up. The power that was generating from everybody being there, it wasn't the idea of a rah-rah sessions. It was a reality session. And this was the eye-opener, the additional eye-opener for me. Being in the business for 5 months, going to be starting my 6th month here, I realized that I don't know what I would have done without this. You know, the best part for me was learning of how to earn while I'm out there. So I took a class with Mike Rich and before we had the big arena events. And one of the things that we learned from our executives within the company is really don't just try to play around the system. Work the system. Work your comp plan, which is the most important things people don't realize. I'm more of a B2B, unlike Susan, which is more of a recruiter. I'm more of a group seller, and that's what I focus on. But I'm learning to work the comp plan, understand getting the groups, working the sales, the incentives, and converting the company from counters to sales. I mean, that's so exciting for a B2B person because we're now selling higher volumes. When we sell our $39 plans, when we sell our $89 plans, when we go out there and get a group and get 10 people in that group, that counts. You get the group, you get the volume of the group, and now you get the sales, the volume of that. It is an incredible game changer. Now, yes, my eye is now even more open to recruiting. Because the recruiting incentives, I think, quadrupled. First they doubled, and then they quadrupled if you're a director, a senior director and above. So the excitement for me was seeing, believe it or not, a Mark Riches getting excited about recruiting because he could double his money. He can go out there as a platinum executive director and be able to recruit somebody and quadruple what the fast start bonuses can be. And for any company to be able to do that, I had a discussion with a client of mine today, and he was asking me about it. And I says, the company's going to double in 1 year. And he says, how can they do that? And I said, because the people are seeing that as a subscription-based business, which is what this is, that people stay on longer. And if we can be incentivized to get more people to stay on longer, it's just mind-blowing. Seeing a Mark Riches, a Mike Riches, a Jim Tanner, and Adam Thompson, who have been in this business, to see their excitement, their eyes, almost like glazed over that they can't believe it themselves, is for me a newcomer. But understanding the future of it is, you know, I think we're going to have $2 million ring earners in the next year. Just because of the amount of opportunity out there. So I know everybody, if you didn't go, please make plans, go to Salt Lake City. The worst thing that happens, you go to Salt Lake City, you meet crazy me out there. And, you know, the fun that we had as a team, the fun that we had afterwards during time, meeting new people from around the country, hearing their stories is what makes this all possible. So I really appreciate the honor to be able to go, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of my teammates out there, not just in the summer programs, but at Salt Lake.
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you again for sharing that with us this morning, and it was wonderful having you out there. And I know you're committed to ED this month, and we've got a lot of folks that are focused on executive director for the month of April. It's a great time to be out there writing employee benefit sales, and and a lot of companies looking for these benefits right now. Let's take the call to South Carolina. We got Ms. Venus Powers. Venus, this was your first event. You've only been an associate for a short amount of time. I want to congratulate you also on writing 14 personal sales last month. Great job on that. And Venus, you know, being kind of a new associate, what was and being new that you heard about the importance of attending events and you took action. You didn't just listen, but you took action. That's what separates leaders from the others. And you decided, hey, I'm going out there and doing it. What was the event for you, and what are some of the takeaways from Dallas?
Well, I have to tell you that. You know, Mark, this is not just to say how great you are, but from the first minute I heard you speak on the career website video, I thought, I want to be a part of this. And at the beginning of the year, I said, I prayed. I said, Lord, you have to send something into my life that is going to be rewarding not only financially, but personally, that's going to lift me up personally. Every single person that I met, every single presentation that I believe was given on stage, they all gave their credit to the Lord, and that was very important to me. The fact that Jeff Bell opened his keynote presentation with the scripture from Deuteronomy was very powerful for me. So I've been really excited to be a part of this company because of everyone's faith system and not, that you're not ashamed. No one is ashamed to say or talk about it openly, and I've never been in a business where it's just been so freely spoken, and I think that's an amazing thing. Next, the compensation plan was not set up just for the top runners. It was set up for every single person from the top down to benefit from it. It's almost like no man left behind. It's like, if you haven't made it to this point by then, wait a minute, we're going to give you a chance. You know, you have the opportunity to rise up and go ahead and get those bonuses that we've made available for the top runners, and we're going to give you the chance to get there, and that's my goal. The next thing that was very powerful for me was all the people from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, people talk about saturation. Well, there's so many people, you know, in our area who's doing this. I believe there was 50 or more people who had awards who work in Atlanta, Georgia. And if there's enough, I know Atlanta's a big city, but if there's enough for that many people to be that successful in a town like that, knowing what it took to get to those levels, then it's possible for any of us anywhere to be successful. And I think that that's something that's very powerful. My husband said when he picked me up from the airport yesterday, he goes, you have said very powerful 10 times since you got in the car. And we'd been in the car for like 10 minutes. And every single person that was there, from the newest person, I've only been here since January, to people who have been with Legal Shield since its inception, you know, have offered to help. You know, whatever you need to help, I'm there. You know, don't feel like you can't call me. Reach out and call me if you have a question, if you need help, you know, overcoming something or getting a new idea, or if you need somebody on a phone call with you, you know, I will do it with you. And every single person was so willing to help, the newest people to the people who've been there for a long time and are still trying to get their footing up to the next level. So overall, I mean, I think the company is fabulous, and the event, the energy that you had was amazing, and it was great to meet everybody and put a face to a name. I mean, we see you all on some of the videos, but actually get to know your energy in person is very great.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Venus, for sharing that with us this morning, and it was wonderful having you there. I know you're registered for Salt Lake City already and look forward to great things. I know you've got a goal to become an executive director and reach for the top in this business, and we're super excited to help you and assist you in accomplishing that goal.
Thank you. One thing
that really impressed me was the new branding of the Ladies of Justice, and I think as a team we've maybe underutilize that. I know Mr. Jim Tanner has definitely put a focus on that on our Monday evening calls, but I'll just tell you, I want to double down our efforts there. We've got the best women in Legal Shield, part of our organization, and I've reached out to several of them through the weekend and said, hey, I want to have you a part of that Ladies of Justice crusade. That's what I see it as, you know. And so I talked to Susan. I said, set up a luncheon, you know, women love to eat lunch, go to lunch with people and really start using that. I love the branding that they've created with that, the logo, the dress, the jackets and stuff. We had several Ladies of Justice jackets in our team breakout. So we're starting there, but we're going to double down our efforts there. And we've got a lot of fabulous recruiters and producers within our organization. I want to really focus on that with them and expanding that to other places. Well, one of the big announcements in Dallas was the big incentives that they rolled out. And in my 25 years, I've seen some big bonuses and incentives, but these are among the very biggest I've ever seen. Millions of extra dollars laid on the table right now to help us go out and grab, you know, to get more business, right, to grow our businesses. So on top of the comp plan, on top of the business solution incentives, which are huge, they've added additional money. And to talk about that, we've got Mr. Jim Tanner on the call. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning from Boston. It was wonderful seeing you and your lovely wife out there. It was great having dinner with you at the Executive Director Gala on Thursday night and seeing your team expanding and growing. That's always a fun thing. Please share with us some of the highlights of the incentives.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Riches. It is difficult, challenging, to say the least, to try to bring back even the information because there was so much, just the sheer volume of information in a short call like this. But it's impossible, and we've all agreed that it's impossible to bring back the emotion. We can't do justice with audio. Even if we had video, we'd still be only two-dimensional. And it was far more than three-dimensional what we experienced in Dallas, Texas. And as has already been said, not to make somebody listening that wasn't with us to feel remorseful or bad that you weren't with us, but to drive home to you this morning that you are in full control of whether or not you ever listen to a call like this again and feel the way you feel right now. You're in full control. Because we have incredible events coming up, and that's not my job this morning to talk about. But I just want to put a point on that because we want you to experience everything that Legal Shield has to offer in full living color. We want you to be able to be in the pictures you're seeing on social media standing next to us. We want you to live the entire Legal Shield experience with each and every one of us. I just want to touch on a couple incredibly important and time-sensitive things coming out of Dallas. First of all, we want to make sure that everybody on this call, especially on this call, people that consider themselves elite members of the organization that have executive director as a goal, we want to make sure that you understand, and you probably already heard this, that the Executive Director for Life program, ED for Life, is concluding on September 30th. What does that mean? Well, ED for Life, in case you don't know, is a $15,000 bonus program. It allows you to earn $15,000 on top of other bonuses, on top of our compensation plan, simply for being consistently qualified as an executive director. Over the course of a 12-month period, you earn those cash bonuses, and the first bonus, $5,000 of that $15,000, comes at the 3-month mark. Well, you have right now an opportunity to continue, or if you've not yet become an executive director, you have an opportunity to join in the ED for Life program. Because even though it's ending on September 30th, that doesn't mean it has to end for you listening today. Become an executive director and maintain consistent executive director qualification and collect from Legal Shield $15,000 in bonus money. Now, as exciting as that should be to all of you listening, I want to also give you a little bit of homework to go with that. You might not know how exactly to formulate a strategy to lock in executive director and stay there consistently. You might not even know what that means. And with the enhancements and change to the revenue program, you might not know exactly how to calculate that. So your homework is to talk with your sponsor, your executive director, someone who's already doing the thing you want to do, and make sure you talk to them, talk to your platinum executive director. I've got a little secret for you. This is only for you, so don't tell anybody else. A little secret. not only is Legal Shield going to pay you $15,000, but they're going to pay a 50% matching bonus to the Power Team Executive Director that helps you to do that. So your Power Team ED has 7,500 reasons to help you collect that $15,000. As an executive director, I'm saying for all of the executive director team, put us to work. Contact your ED today and build a strategy so that you can take advantage of this bonus. Also, we talked about in the days leading into Dallas, we said do not miss senior director or executive director, but at least senior director in March, because there was going to be big news in Dallas at the convention that was going to apply to people that were senior director and above. And now we know that to be known as the Business Builders Incentive category. And it is an incredible program. Now, if for some reason you're listening and you did not senior director qualify in the month of March, keep listening. We have a tendency to shut down our listening if we think something doesn't apply to us. Let me explain first why this is such an incredible program, but then I'm going to talk to those of you that did not qualify for senior director in the month of March, because we have an opportunity for you to get involved in what you're about to hear about. Legal Shield has rolled out for the summer, actually between now the end of the summer, an incentive program for the business builders. It's known as Business Builders Bonus 2019. That is a lot to say. Business Builders Bonus 2019. You can shorten that down if you just want to write more money. So for those of you that want to build a business, that you want to get progression, geometric growth in your business, that you understand that selling a membership is incredibly important because you're protecting a family. Going into the B2B market where you can sell 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 during an enrollment, protecting all of those families, incredibly important, very important protection. But if you want to participate in business building across the United States and Canada, which we encourage you to do, so that you can grow your presence, be the CEO of your organization, and build a big team, and some of you already are doing that, there is a Business Builders Bonus program for you that allows you to help new people, and this applies to all of your new recruits going back to January 1st and everybody going forward, help them do the activity that matters, protecting families, building their business, getting Performance Club qualified. For every Performance Club qualifier in your team between the months of April and August, you're going to earn $50 every month. That should be exciting enough. But guess what? For every Performance Club pro qualifier, people that are doing more than a little bit of protecting families, that they're going for PC Pro every month, you as a team leader are going to earn $100 every single month, April through August, for every PC Pro qualifier in your team. And if a PC or PC Pro qualify all 5 months of the program, they will get that will triple your bonus. Legal Shield will triple the bonus money for you as a team leader. And this, not only does this apply to every associate that you have recruited since January 1st, 2019, but of course every single associate that you recruit starting today and going forward throughout the program. Now, as I mentioned, if for some reason you're not listening to this as a senior director today, and a lot of folks in Dallas were not yet senior director, and they were kind of excited for their friends and people they care about, but not as excited as they would be if they were a senior director, Legal Shield announced from the stage that they're going to allow you the month of April to retroactively get into this program and be able to be a part of this incredible Business Builders Bonus 2019, aka more money. So all you have to do is in the month of April, and please listen carefully, don't take the whole month of April. Get it done as fast as you can in the month of April. Qualify for senior director within April, and you're included retroactively back to April 1st. I hope that that is exciting to you, because that is Legal Shield committing to each and every one of us at every level in the compensation plan, at every level of involvement, from part-time, spare time, full-time associates, They're committing to us. They want everybody to be included in every incentive program. Business Builders 2019 is going to be fun because it's going to reward the proper behavior for us as leaders by teaching the proper behavior to each and every one of our associates, making sure that we're not just recruiters, but we're sponsors. We are fulfilling our obligation to be responsible to the people that we introduce to this business. Mr. Riches, I can assure you that sleep is not going to be high on the list of things I'm going to be doing between April and August. Sleep is not going to be one of those things. Talking to more people about our incredible business opportunity that I've ever talked to before is at the top of the list. And I am serious about the noble cause of expanding our network of associates at every level as we move throughout the summer months. Thank you for the time this morning, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you, and I know we'll be covering in more detail those incentives and bonuses tonight. Definitely worth understanding. Go to LS Engage, as he said, and download the documents, read them, study them, make sure you get understand them. I mean, if you don't understand why it's so critical to get senior director this month, you haven't read, you haven't understood the importance and the money that's available on the table, the additional money. I mean, that's what's exciting. I've wanted to mention this too. One of the highlights, and Jim, this is all from your team, but for me was they kicked off the event with first time ever the Legal Shield Choir. And they had just an incredible group of people up there on stage in purple robes, really singing their hearts out. And it just was really one of those emotional, moving things. And I was on the front row there, and, you know, it just really was exciting. And then three of our team members, Adam and Alicia Thompson, and Alicia's sister, Marissa Hell, were members of that choir, which was, and I saw Alicia, she was right up front smiling, then later I saw Adam, I missed Marissa, but it was just incredible, and so congratulations to them. Congratulations to all of those that received awards. We had so many of our team members on stage getting recognized for new ring levels and retention awards and team building awards. And I went to a luncheon on Friday, on Friday, and Jim Tanner and his wife and several of our team members were at that event getting recognized. And we'll probably try to gather up the list of all that and recognize all those folks. Also happening kind of last week is the Cabo trip winners. They announced the trip winners to Cabo, and it's really not a drawing. They did do a couple drawings at the event, and those two people won, but it was really just qualifying. It was going out and doing what was required to qualify to go to Cabo, and again, I went through and highlighted those. I don't have it in front of me, but we'll recognize those as well, because congratulations for making that effort, and I'm super excited to spend time with you in Cabo in June. Those are incredible events, and I just hope that all of us as a team can take full advantage of everything that's available here at Legal Shield. The only thing really I want to cover today, I mean, the other announcement, the United Kingdom, that we're going to expand into that. That's opening up in a few months. We'll have a webinar specifically on that. And the Canada expansion, that's a big one. They've announced they're going to open all the provinces in Canada open in the next few months. By October, everything will be open. And the same legal plan that we market in the U.S. will be marketed in Canada. That's a huge deal. I mean, they're just opening up our territory. I mean, not that we don't have enough right in our backyard. There's millions of memberships in each of our states that don't have a plan. But international expansion, I mean, that was a big theme of this event. We're not going to talk a lot about it on the call this morning, but it was super, super exciting. What I do want to talk about is something that becomes effective today, and that is the comp plan changes. We don't have to spend a lot of time here because we talked about this prior to it happening, but effective April 1st, we've gone to a premium-based comp plan from a counter base. So in the past, this is kind of the old way, we closed up March last night. I know there were people scrambling, getting their last sales in. That's great. They had till midnight last night to do that. That'll be the last time we ever do counters. So no longer are we counting plans or people. Counters meaning, you know, to get to executive director, you have to have 50 counters. Senior director, 25 counters. That's the old way to do it. The new way is senior director is $700 premium. What is premium? It's just dollars written. It's exactly how we calculate performance club, except there's not a recruiting multiplier. So recruiting does not affect your premium. Like if you sign up a $99 associate, that doesn't give you $99 in premium, okay? Premium is just plans sold. So if you sell a $49.90 plan, it's $50 in premium, okay? And to get to – there's a sheet. You can go to the back office, and we've put up the brand-new comp plans, and they're all also on LS Engage, and you can print those out. I would recommend printing the comp plan out and studying it and understanding it. But the new senior director is $700 premium written, okay? And you can't count more than $400 of that from one line. So it's very similar to the same structure, but they're not counters. We're just counting premium. Executive director, $1,400 is all it takes to become an executive director. And again, $650 of that can come from one of your lines. If you're building an organization, you can count $650 from one line, $650 in premium. You can have as many lines as you want, and you can count unlimited personal. So you can go out and write $1,400 in a month in personal premium, and that'll put you at executive director. Give you a couple examples. If you wrote 50 $39.90 plans, so $38.90, okay, that's our group rate combo plan, probably the most popular plan sold out there. If you did 50 of those a month, 50, and you're always round up, so $38.90 is a $39 plan, okay? So 50 times 39 is $19.50. How much do you need? $1,400. There's no rollover. It doesn't roll over like a performance club, but you'd have $1,900 in revenue, which is far above the $1,400. In fact, it would put you probably at bronze. Let's look at the bronze. Bronze requires $2,100. So you're sitting close to bronze by just writing 50 $39.90 plans. Now, remember, I've talked about this before, but the reason premium is a fairer model is if you go out right now and write a $29 plan, or let's look at a group rate, a $18.95 family ID shield plan. Under the old plan, if I go write an $18.95 and Jim Tanner writes a $49.90, there's a huge difference in the premium that we generated for the company. I mean, I wrote an $18.95. That's not bad. I mean, I wrote $19. Jim wrote $49.90, $50. It's more than double the premium. In the old model, those were the same. I got a counter, he got a counter. In the new model, it's not the same. He gets $50 in premium, I get $19 in premium. So that's what levels it out nice. If you did 28 individual plans, so just talking about going out one a day, if you sold one membership a day, just doing it, you have 8 hours to go find one person to sell a plan to, and you did 28 of those a month, that would put you at $49.90, so as long as they were the individual combo or, the family combo plans, $49.90 plans, 28 of those a month would put you at $1,400 in premium. You'd hit the executive director level. So everything's now premium-based. We'll update our back office. We didn't do it today, but it'll go live tomorrow because we want you to be able to see your counters today for the month of March. But tomorrow morning you'll see that they'll all be premium-based, and in your LS Engage it already shows those numbers. So I'm excited about that. And one big enhancement that I'm super excited about is upgrades. When you sell an upgrade, now they count. Where before, if I sold someone a legal plan and then later they got an ID shield, that extra premium, say on an individual plan, that extra $24.95 never counted. It didn't add a counter. So I got paid. I got paid a commission, which is always nice, but I didn't get any counters for that. So I think as an organization, we tended not to do as much upgrades as we could, but now that $25 counts toward my premium. So all upgrades count. Another one is if you add like a supplement, like a home business supplement or a trial defense supplement or a gun owner's plan, you know, those are now, they're $9.95 plans. Those are worth $10 in premium. And so those upgrades now count towards something to help you maintain the levels that you want to maintain in the comp plan. And of course, the small business plan has huge revenue, some of our highest premium memberships. So again, there's some great value there. So I'm excited about the enhancement, really. It's not really a change, it's an enhancement. It's something we wanted the company to do to really make it more fair. It should be a great thing for everyone. And again, take some time, study the information. We'll put some training in the back office available on it as well to make sure you understand it. But as Mr. Tanner mentioned, if you have questions for your business, you know, individually, call your executive director, call your platinum. Let us share with you the information, make sure you understand it, and make sure that you hit the senior director minimum. I hope you understand that this month for everyone. And then executive director, we just need to create more executive directors in our team. And I'm excited because I really feel this plan will help us accomplish that. So that's effective April 1st. At our team breakout on Saturday night, it felt like the middle of the night for me. I was just exhausted after that weekend. And then the event kind of went a little long, but we finally all got gathered together at our team breakout. I'm kind of like a Hobby Lobby or a Chick-fil-A. I don't do it on Sunday, so I did it Saturday night. But it's okay. It was good to shake hands with everyone and see everyone. And what a great energy in that room. I didn't even want to leave. You know, it was just a buzz, like a beehive. It was just people were fired up. You could see the vision in their eyes. You could see their goals had been increased, and what they wanted to accomplish in this business was greater than when they came in those doors a couple days earlier, which is exactly why we do the events. But one of the things that Mr. Mike Rich has covered was some transitions that we're going to do with Harvard Risk Management. So I'd like to turn the call over to Mike Rich. Good morning, joining us from Dallas, Texas. Mike, it was awesome spending time with you out at the event. Great job on your B2B training on Wednesday. Huge, huge feedback on that. You also did some training on Thursday at an advanced B2B training. But thanks for being on the call, and just to kind of share with the team what our goal here is with Harvard Risk Management and the transition we're in.
Absolutely. Well, and I just want to echo everything that has been said on the call this morning. I mean, what a fantastic event it was, and congratulations to all of our associates that were recognized at this event. The spring event is a great one because they do all of that recognition, and all the annual awards and achievements are all recognized. And we had a lot of our associates from our team that were recognized for different things. I know we'll be recognizing those as the month goes on, but it was really exciting to be there and to see our team so well represented. I just want to also add a congratulations to all of you who were getting business in right up until midnight last night, not only to qualify for different levels in March, but also to receive those B2B, the business solutions incentives for the first quarter. Well, today we start a new quarter, second quarter, and if you look at those business solutions incentives, they're all, it's by quarter that they are, that they're bigger. I mean, I'm trying to think of the right word there, but you can do the same activity in the third quarter, but you can do that same activity in the second quarter, and your bonus is just going to be bigger. So I just want to encourage you to take advantage of that. And again, congratulations to those who received those enhanced business solutions incentives there in the first quarter. We did talk about at the team breakout on Saturday night, a lot of exciting things, some events that we're plugging into coming up, and we'll have more information on that at the end of this call and then also on this evening's call as well. But one of the things that I talked about was our transition strategy, Mark, is, as you mentioned. And because I know that not all of you were there, I'm just going to give you just a quick background because I think it's fair to understand why we are the way that we are today. And if you go back 10 years ago, roughly 10 years ago, maybe a little over 10 years ago, we made a conscious decision, and that was to begin marketing under this Harvard Risk Management brand. Now, Harvard had been a company for some time. My brother Mark had a company, Harvard communications before he even started with Legal Shield. But when I started, we weren't marketing at all under that brand. I would go out. Prepaid Legal was the brand at that time, and that's how, for the first few years that I marketed, I'd just go out, and I was Mike Riches with Prepaid Legal. What we found was the name Prepaid Legal was not the most professional name. People, when they heard prepaid, they thought of prepaid credit cards or prepaid phone cards, and that was kind of the thing that people got when they couldn't afford the real thing. And so Prepaid Legal, the name just kind of gave a negative connotation. And then, we also just kind of wanted to be professional and have our own resources. And the resources and materials that Legal Shield or Prepaid Legal at the time was producing, they just weren't that great. I mean, frankly, the support for the B2B space just was not that great 10 years ago. And so that's why we made a conscious decision to start marketing and then eventually start recruiting under this Harvard Risk Management brand. Well, fast forward to today, and it's just not as necessary as it was back then. Obviously, Legal Shield today has poured millions of dollars into the enhancement of their brand. They've developed the Business Solutions division. It was always a separate division, but there wasn't really any branding under that second or the separate division, and there really is today. They've developed the Legal Shield Business Solutions brand. They've poured millions of dollars into that side of the company. They've put new leadership in place. They've really got Business Solutions as a major part of their growth strategy, so that the support is better there today than it's ever been. And frankly, the materials and the resources are better today. I mentioned that on Saturday evening, but you may not be familiar, but Legal Shield has hired several people to come in just to develop resources, just to develop materials. That's why when you go on lsengage.com and you look at some of those resources, they're beautiful pieces, better than we've ever developed. And so we've been having a lot of internal discussions here over the last few months. Is it really necessary to have a separate brand? And it's not just that the advantage isn't there as it used to be, but it's also having a separate brand, Harvard Risk Management, that we market under has created some disadvantages that we've become aware of. One of those disadvantages is when you walk in and you say, hey, I'm with Harvard Risk Management, that's fine. But if you meet with a decision maker today and you give that decision maker a card that says Harvard Risk Management, 6 months from now when they have an issue with identity theft and they're looking for you, are they going to look at your Harvard Risk Management card and remember that you're the identity theft person or that you're the Legal Shield person? And so having a second brand there can be kind of a negative thing in cases like that. Or I had a Legal Shield rep tell me that he was at an HR conference, and he had someone come up to him, an HR person come up to him and say, hey, I was approached by Harvard Risk Management, but I'd rather just do business directly with Legal Shield. Is that possible? And he said, sure, it is. He's not going to turn away that business. Well, I heard that. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's the exact opposite of what we want. And so obviously there are people out there that just don't understand a third-party approach. They are not grasping that. They're viewing that as we're a middleman getting paid money that a direct rep with Legal Shield would not be paid. And that's not true, but that was the perception. And as you know, in business, perception can be reality. And then another kind of disadvantage is when we partner with other brokers, brokers don't like to partner with other brokers. The broker industry is pretty cutthroat. It's much better to be Mike Riches with Legal Shield or Legal Shield Business Solutions than Mike Riches with Harvard Risk Management if it's a broker opportunity. We've lost broker opportunities because they don't know that we don't sell life insurance or health insurance, and they don't want to bring in somebody that's going to compete for the business that they already have. And so we've just looked at all of these things. We've had a lot of internal discussions, And we've really come to the decision, and we're excited about this, that that marketing under a separate brand is really, it's not that just that it's no longer necessary, it's actually in some cases creating a disadvantage. And the last thing that we want to do is create a disadvantage for our team. In fact, we want to continue to give our team a competitive edge. And so we're excited to begin marketing under the Legal Shield Business Solutions and ID Shield brand. I know that we've got a lot of our associates that will be marketing as, you know, when they're prospecting, they'll probably use ID Shield, the ID Shield brand, to prospect just because identity theft is such a hot topic. But we're excited to begin marketing under that brand. It does create the need for a transition. And our job as your leadership is to make that transition as simple and seamless as possible. To be able to really get into detail and discuss that, we're going to do a webinar this Friday, so April 5th, at 10 a.m. Central Time. If you go into our back office and go to the events page, you'll see that webinar. I'd invite you just to register for that webinar. We'll spend an hour. We'll really get into details. We'll talk about any action items that you need to do. We'll roll out some new materials, a new website. We're going to roll out a bunch of new things on that webinar this Friday. Today, business as usual. Tomorrow, business as usual. I wouldn't worry about anything until Friday that we can get together and really go over some of these things. But the, you know, the goal is not to slow down at all. The last thing that we want to do is create any kind of a break in momentum. In fact, this should really fuel momentum because we're taking advantage of the millions of dollars that Legal Shield has put on the table. And another goal is, frankly, to eliminate confusion. And I think even among our own agents, there's been confusion, you know, someone being an HRMC agent versus a Legal Shield associate, for example. We say, well, you need to sign up as a Legal Shield associate. They say, I've already signed up. Well, they sign up as a Harvard agent, but not a Legal Shield associate. We want to eliminate any of that. We realize that confusion stalls growth. We want to get rid of any confusion, and that's all part of the idea and the philosophy behind this transition strategy. So we're very excited about it. I'm just giving you a small taste right now and just really kind of giving you a heads up, as I did on Saturday evening. Our goal, again, is to make this as seamless as possible and not to slow down growth in any way, shape, or form, but to accelerate that growth in a major, major way. And I believe that that can really happen, and it will happen, because we're going to be beating the same drum and on the same page. I do want to make clear that I think that our team, that we have really tried to put together, and I want to commend, you know, all of our leadership, but specifically my brother Mark Riches, who has spent countless hours and poured in countless resources to develop a competitive edge in the marketplace. And listen, I'm all about feeling the communal energy of Legal Shield. I'm all about feeling the family feel and the brotherhood and sisterhood of Legal Shield Business Solutions. But I'm also all about giving our team a competitive edge, and I want to make sure our team always has a competitive edge. We've developed tools that I believe have given our team a competitive edge. None of that's going away. We want you to rest assured that everything that gives us a competitive edge today, we're not just going to have it in the future. We're going to continue to enhance it in the future and make it better. I'm all about that, and I know that my brother feels the same way. I know Mr. Tanner feels the same way. All of our leadership in our team and our organization feels the same way about that, and that's all part of what we'll discuss on this Friday's webinar. So, again, if you will, just go to the events page. Go to the first thing there. It says HRMC Transition Strategy Webinar. Just register for that, and we'll, of course, record that webinar as well and make that available to you, but we'd love for as many of our folks to be on live this Friday, just so that we can have some Q&A and answer any questions that you might have as part of that webinar as well. Again, Mark, so excited for the future. I know that we're going to be talking about our next event coming up, and I'm just ecstatic for our next event. It's going to be so exciting to, again, meet with our our team and our organization as we move forward together, and I'm so excited for that and excited for what the near future holds as we complete this transition as well. But with that, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you mentioned the B2B incentives going on right now. I mean, that's, again, one of those extra buckets of monies Legal Shield's poured on the table available to all of us to go out and grab. I'm excited about the transition. It's a mental process. There's a lot of things that we have to do and transition with, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a very positive move. I think we're getting great support from everyone out there. We almost got a standing ovation when we announced that in Dallas. So great things there. And we're just wanting to I really want to echo what Mike said about the competitive edge. We want our team to have a competitive edge, but we want to simplify that and make that more effective so you even have a greater edge. We don't have to run an entire separate company to give you an edge. Most of the edge that you have with this organization is in training and in support and in online resources, and all of those things are going to still be available. None of that's changing. So if anything, we're going to super enhance it. So be sure to plug in the webinar this Friday where we can really break that down. We don't want to take more time on a conference call to do that. It's better to show you some of the things we're talking about. Well, I want to take the call to Salt Lake City, Utah, the home of our next big event. We've got a couple summer events. Mr. Josh Riches is going to mention. But Josh, I know you're in Salt Lake City already. You flew from Dallas to Salt Lake. I guess you're ready to get started building for the Fall Leadership Summit, which is going to be held in October. Tell us about that and some of the other events that we've got on the calendar.
Absolutely, and it's a privilege to be on the call this morning. Having been in Nashville or just right outside Nashville this last year, now I'm just like, I got to go prepare and build to wherever the events are going to be. And so I decided to move out here. No, but it is going to be an incredible opportunity. And I just want to say for those that didn't have an opportunity to be at the Dallas event, you've heard a lot about how incredible it was, how big events, you know, big decisions are made at big events, right? And that's the same thing goes for people who've been in the business a while, to the newest associate. You know, big decisions are made at big events. And if you weren't at Dallas, or even if you were at Dallas and it wasn't, you didn't have as big as a team that you wanted there, or you didn't want to be at the level that you are wanting to be at, or whatever the situation may be, Salt Lake City is where you can start building too. I just want to say it's called the Fall Leadership Summit. It's going to be in October, so it's 6 months away. Well, what a nice goal to say, okay, in 6 months, can I double my team of what I had at the last convention, you know? And this is going to be an event, I just want to let you know, this isn't going to be an event that you don't want to miss. October 3rd through the 5th, this coming October, we're going to have we're going to have two keynote speakers. So normally we just have one keynote speaker. Like at this Dallas event, we had Damon John from the Shark Tank. He was sharing how he got started in his world of entrepreneurship and the struggles he faced and how he overcame those. I'm talking, I was taking note page on page of notes from him because it was just so insightful to hear someone so successful from, you know, not, you hear a lot in Legal Shield or in Harvard, the success stories, but sometimes it's nice to hear the same principles that we teach here is what he was talking about. And the same principles of not giving up, you know, looking for that passion, developing that passion, and loving what you do, you know, and really taking it to the next level. So Damon John, just phenomenal keynote speaker. But this next one, we're going to have Robin Arzon is going to be a keynote speaker, and then also Bob Berg, two phenomenal speakers, motivational speakers, trainers that are going to be there to pour into you what you need to do to bring your business to the next level. And so you don't want to miss that. And here's the biggest thing. You don't want anyone on your team to miss that. And so make sure that you get your tickets. At the convention, they ruled out that you can text this number to get your tickets. I believe it's $129 a ticket. And if you get a bundle of five, so if you're committed to being a leader, getting a bundle of five, they'll actually reduce that to $99 per ticket. for that bundle. And but what you need to do, and this is still available, that they said that it was going to come off soon, so you want to make sure you text us and get this as soon as possible. You want to text SLC, so for Salt Lake City, SLC 2019, text that to 77453. I'll say that one more time. Text SLC for Salt Lake City 2019, so SLC 2019 2019 to 77453, and then it'll ask you for your associate number. You'll put that in there, and it'll ask you how many tickets you want, and then they'll be in touch with you later to get that all taken care of, to make sure you get your tickets. But that gets it at a reduced price. Instead of paying $179 is what it will go up to. So you want to make sure that you get your tickets. One other thing I do want to mention with Salt Lake City, you definitely want to get your hotel, your housing, or wherever you're going to be staying, get that set up as soon as possible. There's going to be some big events going on in the Salt Lake area. You just want to make sure that you will have a place to stay, because I think on top of our event, there's going to be another conference that's going to be happening where almost 70,000 people are going to be coming. Get your hotels, get your wherever you're going to be staying, your Airbnbs, get those set up today, this week, so you're not wondering, well, I don't know why everything's sold out. I'm telling you now. When you're a week away and you're like, I'm looking for an Airbnb, there's nothing, that's why. And so make sure that you get that today. Get those set up. I do want to mention just real quick, because I think the Fall Leadership Summit is going to be an incredible event here in Salt Lake City. You know, that's going to be something that we're going to build towards. But the nice thing is, that's not the only event that you can build towards, right? We have the weekly briefings. We have the Super Saturdays that you can get plugged into, get your team to. But there's two events I want to talk about real quick that are going to be on each coast. So these are the summer events. The first one is going to be the Millennial Boot Camp. And this is going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so everyone on the East Coast, and even if you're on the West Coast, you can still come to this. This is going to be an incredible event from June 7th to the 9th. And I just want to list off some of the speakers that are going to be there. Okay, we got Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, Darnell Self, Via Coins, Frank and Teresa Coin, the Attorney General of North Carolina is going to be there, and the Governor of North Carolina. And here's the cool thing, is that Friday night is going to be like kind of like a briefing, informational meeting where you can bring guests, and guess where it's going to be held? At the Governor's Mansion in Raleigh, at his house. This is a PBR, this is a private business reception where you're actually going to have it inside the Governor's home. And so that doesn't get more powerful than that. So if you can make that to out there to the Millennial Boot Camp event, you don't want to miss that. That's going to be an incredible event, and especially for any guests that you can get there. That's going to be a great, you know, positioning event to get you even to Salt Lake City. And so we have that event coming up. But also on the West Coast, we have the Team New Vision event. And Team New Vision, that's the Darnell Self, Mike Humes, that organization, they put on an event each year, kind of like how we do with our team. But normally it's about 30% of the attendees are not even on their team. And that's what I love about this business, is we're all in the business of helping, reaching, pulling others up. And even if they're in a different team, that's not the attitude. They want to make sure that everyone is successful, because the more successful we are as a group, the more successful we are as individuals. And so over 30% of their attendees are not from their team. So you definitely plan on, if you're in the area, it's going to be in Las Vegas, June 20th through the 23rd. And it's going to be an incredible event. So you'll have an opportunity. I think we'll post the links on how to access those Eventbrite tickets that you can get to be able to attend both the Millennial Boot Camp and the Team New Vision in Las Vegas. But those are great events to build towards, and to build towards Salt Lake City. I just want to reemphasize that if this wasn't the event, you know, if it wasn't as successful as far as like having your team there or being at the rank level or the ring level that you want to be at, Salt Lake City is where you can make that happen. And these events, Millennial Boot Camp, Team New Vision events, the Super Saturdays, these events are what going to help you build towards Salt Lake City to make Salt Lake City what Dallas wasn't. or to build upon, even if this was a success, let's build upon that success and go into Salt Lake City, because this is going to be an incredible event that I know you guys don't want to miss. I'm excited about. I don't want to miss. And I'll look forward to seeing everyone out there. But with
awesome.
That, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Josh. Thanks for your enthusiasm and excitement. And I know you've got the home court advantage right now. That text that Josh shared is really important to use today if you want a ticket at the discounted rate. It was supposed to end last night, but it's still working because I had someone test it and it still works. And let me emphasize the five bundle, you can put five tickets in there. They don't charge you anything right now. It gives you all five tickets at $99. So you get yours for $99. Gives you a goal to get four more people at least to the event with you, and they can get their ticket at $99. So you find someone this week or this month, and they want a ticket, give them a code. They'll send you five codes. You can use one for yourself. The other four codes, you just give them one of those codes. They go on and use the code and pay Legal Shield directly. So you're not handling money. You're not trying to collect $99 from the person. They just get a code. They use your code. It takes it off your bundle, so you're no longer responsible for that $99, and they get their ticket for $99. And then in October, it might be August, actually. At the end of August, I think it is, then whatever – I think it's September 1st, whatever you haven't used of your bundle, then they'll bill you for it. So they'll bill you, if you only got one that you haven't used and that's your ticket, they'll bill you for $99. So meaning they'll take it out of your commissions or use a credit card or however you set it up with them. So it's a really good deal. And again, Josh mentioned the place to text and the code to put in, SLC 2019. It's on our Facebook page as well. But be sure you get a bundle, and we want to double the number of our team members that we had in Dallas in Salt Lake City. That Salt Lake City is the place I was born, and I'm excited to go back. I've got a lot of family there, including my son Josh. I've got several daughters that live there as well, my sisters. All three of my sisters live there. So I'm excited to be back in Salt Lake City. It's the first time ever we've hosted an event there, and it's going to be incredible. And I want you there, and I want you to experience it. Mike mentioned kind of this transition. I started to receive several texts like, can we still sign up Harvard agents? The answer is yes. Nothing really has changed at all. It's a transition that we're going through. And I would just refer you to the webinar on Friday, because we'll break down some of the things that will change and some of the new processes that we'll be going through. Eventually, will they be, a month from now or 2 months from now, will you sign up a HRMC agent? No. But all of the resources, all the tools, everything that you have within Harvard will be available. It'll just be under under our team support site that we developed 3 months ago. But it's very important always, right? It's always important to plug in on the calls, always important to plug into the events and the webinars that we have so that you got the full information. If you hop on a call in 2 weeks and you miss the webinar and miss next Monday's call, you're going to be a little off track. You're going to be doing things that probably aren't right. For example, there's people that are not on this call today, and they've set their goal, hey, I've got to get my 25 counters this month. There's executive directors that probably don't know that it's changed to a premium plan, and they're focused on 50 this month, and they should be focused on 1,400. So it's important to plug in. There's always going to be changes. There's always going to be enhancements. It's always going to get better, and part of getting better is change. And we encourage the book of the month for January is Who Moved My Cheese, a great book on that topic. Our book of the month this month, I just want to plug in, I know we're out of time, but it's you can go to gy3successteam.com and get the book right there. But our April book of the month is going to be 6 Inches from Success. It's written by a good friend of mine, Michael Dorsey, a Platinum World Council member. I've been on many trips with Michael and his wife, Amy, and just an incredible couple. And he wrote this book, and it's just really, he's been in the business like myself 25 years. He's got vast knowledge and information on how to build a successful multi-million dollar business. He's been Platinum Council qualified for 23 years. I mean, he's always been a platinum. And so it's a great book to read, and you can order it right there on our website. It's only 10 bucks, so it's a cheap book and really power-packed with information. In fact, it just came out. It's a brand-new book, and I saw quite a few reviews on it already, and it's just great stuff in there. I just ordered mine this morning, so I have not read this book. And I hate even recommending books that I haven't read, but I know Michael Dorsey, and I know him really well. I've been with him 25 years in this business. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, and just an incredible individual in this business. And I'm just super excited to learn with you by studying that book this month. Anyway, check that out. Make sure you order it. Put it on Facebook. Share your thoughts and things that you learned on our Facebook page. We've got our team building call tonight at 6 p.m. That's critical to plug into as well. Jim Tanner does a phenomenal job hosting that call. Be sure it's the same number that you dialed in to get on this call this morning. So 6 p.m. tonight, learn how to expand your organization and build a team. So important to understand that, and we cover the details of that and information related to that on that call every Monday evening. Thanks for plugging in this morning. Make it a great day. Set your goals for the month of April. Make them big. Senior director as a minimum so that you can qualify for the big bonuses that the company laid out on the table with the business builders incentives. Thanks for being on our call this morning. God bless each one of you. Have a terrific day. And we'll join you on the webinar this Friday.